This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
It's Thursday, which means it's time for our weekend arts picks, but we're doing things a bit differently this week.
It is a special time of year with so much to do and see and hear. We've asked two of our Weekend Picks contributors to join us in the studio.
Hillary Hughes is the music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hey there, Hillary.
Hi.
And Jim Sullivan is a contributor to the Boston Herald and editor at the arts events website, jimsullivaninc.com. Hi there, Jim.
Hello.
So, Jim, let's start with some music. Your first pick sounds a bit like this.
Two things on shoestrings to make the ends meet. Cut costs and corners in order to eat.
So great sound, Jim. That's the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Tell us about them.
Well, the track we're listening to is called The Magic of Youth, title track from their latest album, just came out a few weeks ago. And they'll be playing the Hometown Throwdown, their 14th, at the House of Blues, Wednesday through Friday.
So, Jim, the Bosstones, they're part of the ska punk second wave in the 1990s. How long have they been doing this throwdown?
Well, this is the 14th one. They've missed a couple of years because they're not a full-time band exactly. They all have day jobs. Dickie Barrett, the lead singer, actually is the announcer on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. But this thing, the throwdown, is very, very important to them. It's an opportunity to gather, to celebrate tradition in a way.
And Hillary, did you ever get into the Bosstones?
I feel like that's required listening if you grew up here. I have the impression that I get on multiple mixtapes from high school. So yeah, definitely.
So that's the Mighty Mighty Bosstones at the House of Blues, December 28th through the 30th. And Hillary, what's your music pick?
My music pick is actually taking place tonight at PA's Lounge in Somerville, and it's Coral Cola. And it sounds a little bit like this. DJ Mikey Lee. He's originally from Worcester, and he's been at this since 2008. And this is actually Egg Girl, which is a track off of his 2010 EP.
So this is a totally different sound than the Bosstones.
A little bit mellow.
Are all his tracks low-key like this?
No, not really. You can definitely dance to some of his stuff, and one of my favorite tracks of his is a remix he did of Worcester band Dom's Living in America. It's super fun, great to dance to. So he's definitely eclectic on the electronic front.
Jim, what do you think of Coral Cola? Remind you of anyone?
Yeah, they remind me of a band I liked a lot back in the 80s, the Aphex Twin, who took sort of ambient music and sort of brought it to the dance floor as well.
So that's Coral Cola at PA's Lounge in Somerville on the 22nd. So let's move on to film. Hillary, your pick has to do with one lady. She did everything Fred Astaire did, only backwards and in high heels.
That's got to be one of the best quotes about women working in entertainment ever, pretty much. But this is Ginger Rogers, and a tribute to Ginger Rogers is taking place at the Brattle Theater from Christmas, from December 25th through December 30th. And she was born Virginia Catherine McMath in Independence, Missouri. She was in 74 films, the earliest being in 1930 and the latest in 1965. And she did a lot of movies, and she had a lot of husbands. She had five. So.
The dancing is truly spectacular when you watch her on screen. So how many films will the Brattle be screening?
They're going to be screening 9, including 42nd Street, Shall We Dance, and Sweet Time.
Gone are my blues and gone are my tears. I've got good news to shout in your ears.
So that's a tribute to Ginger Rogers at the Brattle Theater in Cambridge starting Christmas Day and extending to December 30th. And there's more information about that and all these other picks at our website, radioboston.org. So, Jim, you have your eye on a film, too?
I do, indeed. It's called Amigo, and it is screening at the Cape Ann Community Cinema in Gloucester. Next Wednesday at 7:30, it's a film by John Sayles, who you might know from Honey Dripper, Eight Men Out, Brother from Another Planet, Return of the Sea Caucus 7. And this is his 17th feature. It takes place in 1900 during the Philippine-American War. Not a war people know much about.
No, not at all. So tell us a little bit more.
Well, what it has to do with is it's one of the, I guess, early examples of American imperialism, where the country was stretching its muscles, emerging as a world power. This film deals with the Filipino guerrillas, the American military. One of the leaders there is played by local actor Chris Cooper, plays an officer in it. And Sayles focuses on one village. He makes the story kind of narrow. And it's about the leader being torn between the Americans and the revolutionaries who are hiding in the jungle.
And we've got a clip from the trailer, so let's listen to that.
At the turn of the 19th century, the United States declared war on Spain. This conflict brought them to another nation, halfway around the world, where they decided to stay.
So, Hillary, what do you think?
I love Chris Cooper. I love everything he does. So I also am sadly pretty uneducated when it comes to the Philippine-American War, so I'd love to check it out.
So that's Amigo screening at the Cape Ann Community Cinema in Gloucester on Wednesday, December 28th at 7:30. And after the film, John Sayles will be there to do a Q&A. So let's move on to our last pick. Hillary, what's yours?
It's a bit cheeky, actually. let's see how many people call in or like, why is Hillary doing a British accent? Because she is terrible. But anyways, it is the award-winning British Commercials 2010 exhibition taking place at the ICA. So Boston is one of just 10 cities in the U.S. where you can see this annual showcase. The program features winners of the British Television Advertising Awards and or advertisement. Or I don't actually know how to pronounce it with a British accent.
Advertisement, right. That'll do. Okay, well,
adverts. Adverts.
Adverts.
Adverts will do. And we have a clip of one of the finalists, and let's take a listen. This is an ad for a British department store that sells everything, apparently, from tea to gin.
Sweet.
I buy this tea for my husband. He likes tea. He also likes this one. I don't like tea. I like gin.
There's a good visual component to that.
So
but,
British. I love the United Kingdom.
So British commercials do have a somewhat different sensibility than those here in the U.S. What do you all think? Magna?
Okay, so I happen to be married to an Englishman, and I lived over there for a year, and it took me a long time to get used to the style over there. It was kind of more in your face rather than earnest, as a lot of U.S. commercials are. And whenever my husband sees American commercials, he sort of looks at me and he says, "That doesn't really make me want to buy things." Whereas I kind of feel the same way about British commercials. They're not my cup of tea.
Well, when I looked at that commercial, I didn't know what they were selling.
were
they selling gin or tea?
But
or...
you're engaged, though. That's the important thing. True. And I think they're so funny, half of these commercials. And they also can be really, really intense. We were just talking about one, I think, that came out in Wales that was a really brutal PSA for texting while driving.
That's a very famous PSA, actually. It's so graphic that it wasn't shown in several places. It shows a car crash of girls after they're texting while they're behind the wheel, right?
Heavy.
Well, that's a showcase of award-winning British commercials happening Tuesday, December 27th through Thursday, December 29th at the ICA.
So, Jim, your last pick, it looks forward to New Year's Eve.
Yes, and if I could fake a British accent, I would do the same thing, too, because the band that is playing, the Upper Crust at church, fake British accents very, very well. They are for Americans from Boston, mostly. And what they do is they dress like 18th century French noblemen, complete with powdered wigs and painted faces. They speak like British fops, twits, what have you. And they sing songs from the point of view of the upper class looking down at the masses. The funny thing about the music, too, is it sounds like AC/DC, basically, except the lyrics have to do with class consciousness, and they're very funny.
And they're playing at church, the nightclub, for the fifth year in a row for their annual New Year's Eve celebration?
It is their fifth year in a row. You can look forward to Friend of a Friend of the Working Class and Little Rickshaw Boy, and I think what we're going to hear now, Let Them Eat Rock.
That's right. Let's go out on some Upper Crust, Let Them Eat Rock.
They ain't got enough to eat, well, let them eat rock. Why don't you eat a rock?
Jim Sullivan is a contributor to the Boston Herald and editor at the arts events website, jimsullivaninc.com. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you, Megan.
And Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Thanks to you as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us, guys.
And happy holidays to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
And listeners, you can find a link and more information about all of these picks on our website, radioboston.org.